Greetings, friends, family, and partners. You're listening to the podcast, Choices We Believe, and my name is Joe Watson. In this podcast, let's explore labor and rest. Yeah, the first Monday of September has been set aside as a holiday known as Labor Day. So today is Labor Day. Hallelujah. So just thinking about it, I was wondering, where did Labor Day come from? When did it start? What was behind all of that? So I went out on Google, naturally, and I found from the U.S. Department of Labor a brief description of this holiday and what's behind it, okay? So the first Labor Day holiday was celebrated on a Tuesday, September the 5th, 1882, in New York City, yeah, in accordance with the plans of the Central Labor Union. The Central Labor Union held its second Labor Day holiday just a year later on September 5th, 1883. So it rocked on, and we had people making proposals and up and down, and by 1894, 29 states had adopted the holiday. But that same year, on June 28th, President Grover Cleveland signed a law making the first Monday in September of each year a national holiday. He signed a law. I sure am glad they don't lock you up for not taking off on Labor Day. That'd be a bummer. Anyway, back to the story. Many Americans celebrate Labor Day with parades and parties, festivities very similar to those outlined by the first proposal for the holiday, which suggested that the day should be observed with a street parade to exhibit the strength and, esprit de corps, the common spirit of the trade and labor organizations of the community, followed by a festival for the recreation and amusement of the workers and their families. Of course, the workers couldn't be at work if they were celebrating, could they? Oh, this became the pattern for the celebrations of Labor Day. Later on, though, speeches by prominent men and women were introduced as more emphasis was placed upon the economic and civic significance of the holiday. Still later, by resolution of the American Federation of Labor Convention of 1909, the Sunday preceding Labor Day was adopted as Labor Sunday and dedicated to the spiritual and educational aspects of the labor movement. However, I don't see on my calendar where it says Labor Sunday for this past Sunday. But it was dedicated, at least for a time, to the spiritual and educational aspects. I'm glad they did it for a while. I wish we could get back to it. However, American labor has raised the nation's standard of living and contributed to the greatest production the world has ever known, and the labor movement has brought us closer to the realization of our traditional ideals of economic and political democracy. Wow. Our current president is trying to bring that back and bring it back strong. We used to have it. However, it is appropriate that the nation pays tribute on Labor Day to the creator of so much of the nation's strength, freedom, and leadership, the American worker. I thank God for the American worker. Because if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't have those workers, but if those workers cause our nation to prosper. However, isn't it interesting that we in America have to have so much hoopla over a pattern that God established in the Bible centuries ago? If we examine the holy days in Israel, the feast that are found in the Old Testament, that God established a pattern of stopping our work to observe a day to fellowship, relax, and worship. Yeah, worship was involved. As America was established, way back when and coming up, we're coming up on 250 years, that's amazing. We have forgotten God's pattern of taking time off occasionally to refresh and recenter ourselves on Him. Yeah, man, what do you think Israel was doing celebrating the Feast of Passover, the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Weeks? You know, you might know a denomination in Christendom called Pentecostal, but the Pentecost, Day of Pentecost, was celebrated in Israel long before there was a Christian denomination. Anyway, let's look at some verses of Scripture so we get this idea. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 46, verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Right there in that one little statement. Take time off from your work. Get yourself still and reflect on who God is. The verse goes on to say, says, "I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." In stopping our normal work and spending a day with friends, family, and neighbors, we are also giving time to let our minds rest from the distractions that take us away from our relationships with God and family. Yeah, take time off today. Take the time to remember the love of God for you and yours, okay? And most people can quote this, some aren't even Christians, but John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." Amen? Please, let me encourage you. Take the time, putting aside your activities, to still yourself, to reflect on the love of God and how He saved you. Rehearse your own testimony to yourself. Another verse along those lines from the Apostle John, one of his letters, 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 says, "In this the love of God was made manifested among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. In this love, not that we have loved God, but that God loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation of our sins." Man, you know, God's love and mercy couldn't reject us for sin, but His holiness required the payment. And that payment was death because of sin. But fortunately for us, He decided to redeem us by paying the price for our atonement Himself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Yes, Jesus paid a price for us. For us to be able to take this day and rest from our labors, to remember what's gone before us, to reflect, and to renew ourselves. In the book of Hebrews in the Bible there, New Testament, Hebrews 4, starting in verse 8, it says, "For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on." Verse 9 says, "So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his." He rested from his works as God did. Wait, let me back up and look at this some more. So resting from our works as God did, reflecting back at, you know, back to creation, that doesn't mean we don't work. Yeah, we don't become couch potatoes and say, "Well, God took care of it and I don't have to do anything." Yeah, the Apostle Paul wrote to us. He says, according to Paul, if a man doesn't work, he will not eat. So what works are we resting from? The works that would bring us into relationship with Him. You can't do enough, long enough, good enough. And God already did it, so all you have to do is receive it as a gift. You know, in this generation, we work to have something to give to our families, our friends, back to God in appreciation for what he's given us? Yeah, resting in his love is not merely stopping from our striving, but also putting away worry, anxiety, and mental focus on all those tasks that are waiting to be done that go on in our mind. Yes, sir. So, this Labor Day, let faith, hope, and love occupy our thoughts, knowing that we are loved by the very Creator of all things. Yeah. Stop those thoughts about what you need to do tomorrow, because tomorrow will come and you'll get through it. I know it weighs heavy on your mind, but we need to try and find that space to where we don't have to worry so much. Matthew, I'll look at one more. Matthew 6:31 says, and you may know this, therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? Yeah. For the Gentiles, that's me and a whole bunch of other people, seek after all these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious for tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Yeah. Today, let me suggest that you go on a picnic, grill out some burgers, fellowship with your friends, your family. Use this day for what it was set aside for, to celebrate the labor that you've already done, not that you're trying to endure for the future. And I realize that if you happen to work in retail or restaurant, you'll be very busy today. But find some time, even if it's only for, you know, half hour, 45 minutes, get away and be still and know God. My family and I pray blessings on you this day. Take advantage of it. It's an opportunity to focus back on your Redeemer, to relax your body, to do something amusing, and to make this day special for you and your family. Thank you for listening. My name is Joe Watson, and you're listening to the podcast, Choices We Believe.